More fallout today for the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities System, also known as CSCU. The chair of the Connecticut Board of Regents abruptly resigned. It comes following a complaint filed against then interim chancellor John Maduko, alleging that he had harassed an employee for nearly 2 years. Just seems like CSCU can't get out of their own way. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about this is the ranking member on higher education, Representative Seth Bronco. And Representative Bronco, thank you so much for weighing in on this conversation. How are you?
Good, Melissa. How are you? Good to be with you.
I'm good. I'm frustrated. I've got to be honest. I've been following the CSCU saga, if you will, since the initial audit report came out from the comptroller's office in November of 2024 against then Chancellor Terrence Chang. Now you've got Maduko. Now you've got the board chair that has stepped down very quickly. And first and foremost, is it coincidental? My understanding is that there was actually a letter sent out to the governor hours before the board chair stepped down, addressing some of these concerns with CSCU and whether or not we're even prioritizing the drama that's been unfolding.
Well, I certainly share your frustration, and to be honest, the information forthcoming has been not that great. Been in the dark a lot, so as far as letters sent out and the timing, I'm not sure.
You know, it's, I guess, something I had said when I heard about this news. First of all, I don't mean to laugh. That's very disrespectful. I'm not laughing at the situation. It's actually so embarrassing. It really is. But I'm wondering, Representative Bronco, from where you stand, especially as a ranking member on higher ed, if this was UConn, do you think we'd act quicker, more efficiently, have good leadership?
I certainly don't think we would tolerate it.
Right?
I've been the ranking member for 2 years now, and since I've come onto the higher ed committee, it's just been a train wreck of scandal for 2 years now, and. You know, despite our best efforts last year, we just find ourselves in more scandal now.
That's kind of how I feel. I think, first of all, we had an interim chancellor put into place months. I mean, it took a long time, I felt. You know, Terrence Chang, it was very clear that there was misuse and misspending. I mean, you couldn't deny it. And that was only, what's interesting is we had the comptroller on days after his report came out. And there were, if I can remember his report correctly, there were over 6,000 different spending items, if you will, that he had to go through. He picked 1,000. So we didn't even go through all of the potential misspending, by the way. This was just a snippet. But it showed a lot of misspending, misuse of money. It was very clearly proven. But he stayed in that role still for quite some time. Then he stepped out of that role. He's still making six figures, though. It's pretty incredible. I don't know how he's making that kind of money, but he is. So you have this new interim come in. He's now facing sexual harassment allegations. Don't love that kind of leadership. And now you have the board chair who apparently it's being told is like turned the other cheek, essentially. And I just think we should be recognizing, our entire state should be outraged about this, because let's just talk about what CSCU is and the value it really brings to students in Connecticut and families trying to afford good education after people graduate high school or if they want to go back and get their degree.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of work on that end. We've expanded debt-free college to our state colleges. So we're trying to do our part to expand access for, you know, our Connecticut residents to get a good education. While at the same time, you have, you know, these administrative issues that just seem to never end.
Do you think it's just a matter of not caring, Representative Bronco? Is this a lack of leadership? Is it such a difficult process? Because here's the thing. I want to see the whole picture. And I understand that we have a teacher shortage. I understand it's very hard to hire in education. So I don't want it to seem like there aren't people working. But come on. I mean, it's been years and we've had a lack of solid leadership. It feels like this is not a priority.
Yeah, I certainly hope it's not for lack of caring, but there certainly seems to be some widespread systemic issues with accountability, and you know, are the prior chancellor is still on the payroll for over $400,000 after all that misuse of the purchase card was uncovered. He's still on the payroll. We get an interim chancellor who now resigns under sexual harassment. So it's been just a calamity of problems at the administrative level, and whether it's too much bureaucracy or I certainly think we need a comprehensive look at the oversight of our state college system.
Is that the Board of Regents? What is their role in this? Because what's interesting is Governor Lamont feels that the board has been making a lot of progress, has been very successful in recent years. That's a direct quote.
Yeah, I might question that a little bit. And the Board of Regents oversees the state college system. So they're sort of the oversight for all of our state colleges. And I, like I said, since I've been on the ranking member for the higher ed committee, it's just been issue after issue. So, you know, we do see enrollment increasing. So we see some good things happening, but whether that's the effect of the Board of Regents or the leadership, I might question that.
Well, and I mean, I hate to say this, Representative Bronco, but are we seeing enrollment increasing because it's a more affordable option? I mean, I could say, again, I only have an elementary aged student at home, but I do know of other families who have kids going off to college. And one of the only reasons that they are looking at colleges in Connecticut is because it's their most affordable option to send them to a state school or even to have their kid do the community college route and really figure out what they want to do, but keep their education going versus a full gap year. I don't know if that necessarily means that we're crushing it. I'm wondering if it's more of just it logically makes sense for Connecticut families.
Yeah, I would agree more with you. It's a good option. Instead of taking on so much debt to get a degree, you know, you have the option here in Connecticut to get your degree without incurring all that debt. So, yeah, I would say that's probably more of a factor, like you're saying.
Yeah. I just think it's so, I hate to, you know, knock anybody, but I think it's very irresponsible for the governor to say that the board has been seeing a lot of progress in recent years when, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe I am wrong, Representative Bronco. I would imagine it is the board's job to get solid leadership like a chancellor. No? Isn't that their job?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of an odd take in light of the current circumstances. To not be able to find solid leadership for, you know, the board and the college system is pretty frustrating, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like that's not progress. You know what I mean? It's kind of the opposite of progress.
Probably the opposite. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No. And I don't know. Sometimes I have to really watch my words, Representative Bronco. You have to from my standpoint, from a journalism standpoint, I just want to make sure the words that are coming out of my mouth are actually real. And you're telling me they're real. OK, so I'm going to believe them. So great. I'm glad to know that I'm not absolutely losing my mind. We are chatting with State Representative Seth Bronco, and he is the ranking member for the Higher Education Committee. And Representative Bronco, I was actually looking up really quickly. So I knew you represented Naugatuck, but I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. So you graduated from UConn. You're a UConn guy.
I'm a proud UConn alum.
Yeah. And I love UConn, too. By the way, listen, I married a Bostonian. So growing up in New York, right outside of New York, I grew up in Stamford. So being a New York Yankee fan and marrying a Red Sox fan, there's not an awful lot in sports we agree on, but we both love UConn. So listen, we love UConn. That's the only time of the year that we really get along, okay? So I love UConn as well. But the reason I made that comment earlier about would the same thing happen, would the same precedent be going on with UConn, I bring that up because I really do think it is so embarrassing what's gone on with CSCU. However, CSCU is not really seen on a national scale. You know, so if you had something like this, this would be a scandal everywhere in sports news, ESPN. I mean, everybody would cover if UConn had any kind of administrative issues. It would be national news. I think the fact that CSCU is really just Connecticut's state college university system, we just kind of are, to me, I don't know how anyone else could see it as not being made a top priority. I don't know how anyone else could see it otherwise.
Yeah, I would think there should be some more internal outrage within the state with these scandals. I think the timing was not a great, well, maybe good for the state college system, but the timing when the news broke, it came right at the end of the session. It was really busy, so there was a ton of stuff going on when all this news kind of came out. And then the latest release of information just this past Friday, you know, over the weekend. So I don't know how widely it's been seen, but yeah, it's bad. It's not good, especially on the heels of that last audit report that came out, you know, showing overpayments, seeing administrative leave being grossly abused, you know, and I would hope in that this catches more legs and, you know, people express their frustration about it.
So there's nothing, and correct me if I'm wrong, Representative Bronco, there's nothing that requires, I mean, I know we have a new interim chancellor since the last interim stepped down last month, but we, is there, you know, I know the governor has to choose a board chair, but is there any kind of a quick sort of turnaround law or anything where, hey, we need to make sure that we have leadership in place, or do we just kind of wait to make sure we find the right person? Like, I don't know sort of what happens next now. Like, I'm not sure where we kind of go from here.
Yeah, I hope that we can probably take our time to find the right leadership. You know, we have the acting chancellor for now, and we have to get it right. We're now, you know, two chancellors back to back, ending in, you know, absolute failure. So we need to get this right. I fear that we are causing people to lose trust in the state college system, and that can permeate the whole system and really affect everything. So we need to get this next two decisions, the board chair and the next chancellor. We need to get it right.
And is there any requirement that there were a lot of questions that were asked of the governor literally hours before this board chair stepped down from his job? And the questions mm-hmm. are pretty straightforward, but I don't know if it requires an answer from the governor. This was coming from Senate Republicans literally hours before the board chair stepped down, asking if we could see, for example, you know, what does this review look like? Who's actually doing this review? Apparently they're bringing in some kind of a consulting firm to do an independent review. Who is it? And how much money mm-hmm. are we spending on that? And what exactly are they looking for? And how quickly will we get answers from them? And how do we then determine who is going to be hired? I don't know. I don't know if there is any requirement for the governor or anybody to answer, but I'm not sure if you know, at least the higher ed committee will get any of those answers. Like, have you felt like there's been any transparency throughout the last year and a half with CSCU?
Unfortunately not. And I think the only way to do it now is full transparency, just like they're asking for. I mean, like I said, we're now losing a lot of trust in the system, and you know, we need to know what's going on. The information has not been as forthcoming as I would have hoped. Which is why, you know, I'm talking with the leadership of the committee to hopefully bring them in for an oversight hearing so we can have some of these questions answered and kind of look under the hood of what's going on and get that transparency.
I think if we are going to require students and families to pay what is still an expensive experience under the CSCU umbrella, you know, I had my son's babysitter, her son went to one of the state colleges. He's graduated since. But even to have him live on campus and pay for that experience, you were still looking at, you know, quite a hefty price tag. Certainly not what it would be to go to yeah. UConn or probably go to many other colleges across the country. But you were still looking at, you're asking for a pretty penny for them to go to these schools. If we're going to require mm-hmm. people to pay that kind of money, the least we can do is be transparent about who is leading the operation. I just think that's a basic respect.
For sure. It's a big investment. It's a serious decision, and you want to be making a decision with all the information. And to have things like this happening, you want to know going into it that you're making a sound decision. And that's where I think that transparency comes into play, that we need to be open and honest with all of our residents about what's going on, how these decisions are being made and who we're putting in charge of the system.
Yeah, no question. Well, Representative Bronco, if you get any indication of what direction we're going in with CSCU, please keep us in the loop. And I appreciate you having this conversation on the continued CSCU saga on WICC. Thank you so much.